Books on Tape presents The Botox Diaries by Janice Kaplan and Lynn Schnernberger. Read by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Champagne corks are popping and it's only 5 a.m.
Darling,
Lucy trills as I groggily cradle the phone between my ear and my goose-down pillow.
I didn't wake you, did I?
Of course not. Why would I be asleep at this hour when I could be up repotting the azaleas? Where are you? I ask, fumbling for the bright light clock on the night table to confirm that, yes, it's still 2 hours until my alarm goes off. Traveling?
L.A., darling, Lucy says. Working.
I knew that. When she's in New York, Lucy lives around the corner in a big Tudor house, but she regularly packs off to Burbank to produce glamorous TV shows. Being on the opposite coast causes her to sink into saying darling too much. Everything okay? I ask, awake enough now for my worry genes to have kicked in.
Absolutely, yes, Lucy says, as I hear what I swear is another champagne cork popping in the background.
She bursts into giggles, covers the phone, and calls out, "Watch it, darling!"
"What's going on there?" I ask. "It's not what you think. We're rehearsing for a show, and there's a scene with Dom Perignon. We're using real champagne, even for the soundcheck."
French champagne. I sit up, abruptly realizing that when the phone rang, I had been dreaming about Jacques, my very own Frenchman. We were lying naked with our arms wrapped around each other at the edge of a warm, sunny beach. He was kissing me passionately as the waves lapped over us. Wait a minute. Didn't I see that same scene in some old movie? I put the phone down and notice the TV across the room is still flickering. I must have fallen asleep watching From Here to Eternity. Again.
"Yoo-hoo," Lucy calls impatiently. "Earth to Jess. You still with me?"
I clear my throat.
"Jacques," I say, "we were making love."
"Jacques? Jacques is there?" Lucy screams so loudly across the country that she doesn't even need her brand new cherry red Nokia 12000RICH cell phone.
"No, Jacques isn't here. Of course not. We were on the beach."
That's not what I meant to say.
"I mean, I was dreaming about him on the beach, nude." I manage to stop myself before I get to the climax of the story. Next topic.
I realize it's 2 a.m. on her coast, so I say, "But anyway, you're working late."
"I know. All night. Everyone thinks my life is all poolside meetings with Ben Affleck, but all I do out here is work, work, work."
Lucy sounds awfully cheerful for a poor working girl. But then again, she's downing champagne while I'm cozying up to a blue plastic tumbler of tepid bathroom water.
"So what's going on?" I ask, wondering why this call couldn't have waited for daybreak on either coast.
"I'm so sorry to bother you," Lucy says, taking a deep breath. "But it's about the bake sale."
"Ah, right. The fifth grade bake sale. Now that's certainly worth a call at 5 a.m. In fact, I bet she's halted shooting on her million-dollar production in order to get this handled."
"I need a favor, darling," Lucy says. "Dan said he'd pick up something for Lily to bring, but that means it will be store-bought.
Ugh! I'll look like a bad mother. So two questions. What are you making for Jen to take, and would you mind very much making double?"
"Double what? I haven't even given it a thought. I've just barely recovered from making nachos to send to school last week for International Lunch Day. The week before, it was homemade yogurt for the dairy tasting project. Did I miss the PTA meeting when they installed Martha Stewart as the new principal? Jen's homework tonight will no doubt include long division, current events, and
cupcakes," I say brightly. "Jen and I are going to make cupcakes."
"I knew it," Lucy says gleefully.
"You make the best cupcakes, and you could make Jen's with pink frosting and Lily's with blue frosting so they'd each feel special."
I groan. That's just what I need. Cooking instructions from 3,000 miles away. "Lucy, stick to producing your show, and I'll produce the cupcakes, okay?" "I'm sorry," Lucy says, sounding genuinely contrite.
I don't mean to be so controlling. It's hard being out of town, and I just want everything to go right. And I'm only calling at this crazy hour because once we start shooting for real, I won't have a second. Now I feel bad for jumping at her, so I try to compensate. Or overcompensate, as usual. Listen, why doesn't Lily come over tonight and the girls can make the cupcakes together? Then they can decorate them any way they want. And so what, that after the girls are asleep, I'll probably gorge on gobs of leftover frosting, both pink and blue? I eat when I'm tired, and without a real-life Jacques around to notice, who really cares if a single mom has a little extra frosting on the hips? Oh, that's so sweet of you, Lucy says. Lily will love that. I'll call Dan and let him know. Dan, the husband of the year. Tell Dan that Lily should come for dinner, too. It'll be easier for him. I have to stop. In another minute, I'll be offering to run over and scrub her bathrooms and sleep with her husband so that her being away doesn't inconvenience anybody too much. Anybody except me. Are you sure it's not too much trouble? Lucy asks. Of course not, I say. I love having girls' night. Well, we need one of those girls' nights for just you and me as soon as I get back, Lucy says. Then, lowering her voice, she whispers into the cell phone, You won't believe what's happened on this trip. I can't wait to tell you. You're the only friend I have who'd understand. Another champagne cork pops in the background, and Lucy dissolves into giggles. This time she covers the phone, but I can still hear her say, Enough already! I'll be right there! When we hang up, I pull the comforter up around my shoulders. I should try to fall asleep, but the minute I close my eyes, I see Jacques again on that beach. I open them. This will never do. Jacques is my ex. In fact, he happened so long ago that he's an XXX. Alas, it's the triple X elements of him that I seem to miss the most. I make myself sit up and flick on the itty-bitty reading lamp by my bed. As long as I'm awake, I might as well get something done since my to-do list is longer than the newly revised tax code. I desperately need to deep condition my hair, order a new bath mat, reorganize the closets, reupholster the sofa, recaulk the counters, and renew Jen's library books. And while I'm at it, I should find a faster printer, a faster internet provider, and a faster exercise program. I'm still spending 30 minutes twice a week on the treadmill when everyone else is building better abs in 5 minutes a day. With all the time I'd save, I'm sure I could do something about world peace. But world peace is going to have to wait, because I end up spending the next hour flicking through the Land's End catalog and poring over the pictures of the kindest cut bathing suits. All modeled by women more or less my age, apparently grateful for the extra bra support and the no-ride backside. The one-piece suits are cut high on top, low on bottom, and loose all around. How did I get this catalog anyway? Do the fashion police know I'm over 40? I reflexively glance down at my breasts, still firm, but less than perky. Maybe I just need my morning coffee. I was reading just yesterday that caffeine is a great pick-me-up for your breasts. No wonder Starbucks stock is on the rise. I sigh and toss aside the catalog. From the next bedroom, I hear my daughter Jen moving around, humming happily to herself. Why would I worry about long-gone bikini-wearing days when the present is blessed by a loving daughter with a crooked smile who gets up in the morning singing? Sure enough, a minute later, she comes bounding into my room. Hey, Mom, want to hear my new song? She asks, bursting with more energy than Britney Spears in a Pepsi commercial. Sure, I say, sitting back with a smile. My little girl, well, not as little as I think she is, has on a teeny tiny pink nightgown that makes her look more baby doll than baby. Even straight from bed, her skin is dewy and her big brown eyes are clear and bright. I'd need alpha hydroxy, two moisturizers, and Visine just to look half that good. Jen grins and poses dramatically at the foot of the bed, arms flung out wide and hips bouncing from side to side as she starts to sing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?